I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny and very warm again today. We'll see a high of 96 degrees, a heat index somewhere between 105 and 110. A heat advisory remains in effect for us through Sunday. Our northern counties still under an excessive heat warning, as they'll see heat indices near 110 through the weekend. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is voicing his support for President Trump's nominee for FBI director. In his statement in support of Christopher Wray, the Illinois Democrat expressed some concern about the actions of President Trump in dismissing former FBI Director James Comey, but confidence that Wray would remain independent even under pressure from the White House.
I thought the testimony of Mr. Wray was explicit that he will not be party to that. He would rather resign than find himself party to that. I take him at his word, and that's why I'm going to support his nomination.
Wray's nomination passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday unanimously and now moves to the full Senate for confirmation. Adults in Illinois who failed to graduate from high school still can earn a General Education Development Certificate, also known as GED. But legislation approved in the General Assembly would provide what some consider a better alternative. Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes explains.
Students leave high school for a variety of reasons. They drop out because of family obligations, financial pressures, or lack of motivation. Some are pushed out due to disciplinary problems. But once they reach age 21, their only option is to get a GED, which can limit education and career prospects. Representative Joe Sosnowski, a Republican from Rockford, sponsored a bill that would allow nonprofits to partner with regional education offices and offer high school completion programs that give out diplomas. Stories from states that already do this persuaded him it would be good for Illinois.
People get their high school diploma and then they do go on to become, you know, working members of society. And that's the important part is, you know, one person at a time making a difference in people's lives.
The measure passed both chambers unanimously, but has yet to reach the governor for consideration. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
The public is invited to the SIU Track and Field Complex this evening to honor a local family going through a difficult time. Former Saluki quarterback Joel Samburski and his wife, former Saluki golfer Samantha Samburski, had a child born 45 days early back in April. Baby Theodore has had multiple health issues since then and is currently recovering from brain surgery, which may result in permanent damage. Samburski family friend, former Saluki linebacker Connor James, has been going on Theodore runs with Joel in honor of the three-month-old. James announced recently on Facebook that he's organizing an event called Tough Like Teddy, a 100-minute walk-run. That event is coming up this evening. It starts at 6 at the SIU Track and Field Complex next to Etchy Jones Stadium. We're going to see a sunny sky today, warm and humid, high 96. I'm Jennifer Fuller.